T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There we go, an Earth, Wind, and Fire, good for your soul. Hey, we're going to do a whole lot of this tomorrow. Joe's going to be on the beach. We better get some Earth, Wind, and Fire, some Michael Jackson, some Janet Jackson, some Bobby Brown, right? The OJs.
You know it.
Right? All of it. You like the OJs? The Ohio Players? Let's do it. The Gap Band? Charlie Wilson,
it.
Lead singer of the Gap Band on his own?
Charlie Morton, maybe.
Charlie Morton.
Speaking of which, we have John Parrotto on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Hello, Johnny. Where are you right now?
I'm sitting in my dining room. Joe, how about you? Where are you? Are you in the studio or
I'm in the studio sitting right across from Mr. Paul Zeiss, and to my left is Austin City Limits Bechtold. Can I ask you the same questions that I asked these guys a few minutes ago?
Absolutely. That's why I'm here.
Your Pirates prediction.
Why I'm here. I don't know.
Well, Cavalli just had a very odd appearance, but I'm trusting this one will stick to point here. How many wins for this team this year?
I'm going to say 78. Just a little bit more than last year. I don't think they're quite ready to jump up over 500 because of the starting pitching. But I think little by little, they're gaining on being a pretty good team here.
How about a breakout player and a disappointing player this season? And then I'll throw it to Paul.
You know, I guess I don't know if it would be so a huge breakout, but I really think Ke'Bryan Hayes is going to build on that second half of last year when he hit 10 homers in just 49 games after the All-Star break. And I really believe he's going to break out this year and really become an All-Star caliber player and certainly one of the top 20, 25 players in the National League. I think he'll, win another Gold Glove. And I think he's really going to become a very reliable part of that offense now, where, over his first 3 years in the big leagues, he was a little more up and down. As far as somebody that's going to be a disappointment, I hate to say it because a little bit of a dealt with him, he seems like a wonderful guy, is Marco Gonzalez, the left-hander they got from Seattle by way of Atlanta in a trade back at the winter meetings. I don't get too wrapped up in spring training stats, guys, but he wasn't very good this spring for the most part. And, he had arm problems last year, and I just don't have a whole lot of faith that he's going to have a really good year. Now, I think Martin Perez, the other lefty they acquired in the offseason, I think he could have a pretty good year, but I don't like what I see from Marco Gonzalez, at least through the spring I didn't.
Well, that's been the thing we've been talking about, Joe and I, for pretty much the whole show, actually the last few days, is that if you look at the Pirates, they don't seem like they're that far from the top of the division. Why wouldn't they have gone out and gotten one more legitimate starter? I'm not talking about a guy that costs $30 million a year, one of those guys. Nobody's talking about that. But go out and get a guy that, can give you a representative start every fifth day. I think that's the difference between them and maybe pushing for 84, 85 wins.
I agree totally, Paul. I think that's the one last piece from them really going over 500 in a weak division, maybe contending, maybe even winning it. And, You know, the guy I pushed for here in the last couple of weeks of spring training was Mike Clevinger. You know, I think he's a guy who would be affordable. And, you know, he had a – I know he had a couple bad years and he had Tommy John surgery, but he quietly had a really good year with the White Sox last year, even though they were a bad team. His record was 9-9, which, you know, obviously mediocre. But his other stats were good, and he pitched good on a bad team. And I have to believe at this point, with opening day tomorrow, his price tag wouldn't be all that high. And why the Pirates wouldn't go sign him, I really don't understand, because I'm with you. I think you add one more, you know, credible big league starting pitcher on that team, I think they have a chance to be pretty good.
Johnny, when are we going to see Paul Skenes?
You know, I would have said June when he becomes arbitrate, you know, when he would have too much service time in to be, you know, where they could gain an extra year of arbitration and an extra year of free agency. But then they turned around and they put Jared Jones on the opening day roster, which I thought was a good sign that showed that they're not only just worried about service time and money and waiting to next year or the year after. So now I think Skenes will be up soon. I think it'll be before June. I think, you know, obviously how he pitches is going to dictate part of it, but I think we can see him by May now. I mean, after they put Jones on in the rotation, I think that that's kind of a sign that we're not worrying about the service time aspect as much as we used to. And if Skenes pitches half as well as Indy at the couple times I saw him in Braden, then I can't imagine he's going to have a whole lot of trouble at AAA. I mean, I know there'll be a little bit of an adjustment period, but I don't think a big one. And I think if he pitches well there, they have no choice but to bring him up.
Well, again, it's interesting. We were talking about it, and I still have a feeling, John, we're not going to see him till June. And to me, when you got a guy like that, I'm not sure what the benefit is of him blowing away AAA hitters. You know, after, you know, maybe a month, at some point, don't you got to bring him up and just let him be challenged by major leaguers?
I would. I mean, I think he's up to the challenge. And I will say this. I mean, physically, he has the ability. He throws 102 miles per hour. He has a nasty slider. And, you know, I got a chance to talk to him a couple times this spring when I was down in Bradenton. And, obviously, I didn't really know the guy other than to say hello when he signed his contract last year. I'm really impressed by him, Paul. I mean, he seems to have that little bit of an edge to him, but not in a bad way, in a good way. Like, he knows he's good. And he just seems to me he's a really bright guy and he's a confident guy. And I don't think he'll be overwhelmed if he comes to the big leagues and gets hit around in a couple of starts now and again. I don't think he'll lose confidence. I don't think he'll go into a shell. You know, I think this guy has the ability both mentally and physically to be really good in the big leagues and be able to ride out the few rough times that he might have.
John Parrotto on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Social media's biggest loser, Malzi. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. And, of course, the text line, Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. How safe is Shelty if they get off to a rotten start, John?
I think he's okay as long as Ben Charrington's the GM. I think they're pretty well wedded together, but it is an important year. And, I mean, Shelton's put a little heat on himself by saying, hey, we expect to contend this year. If they don't contend this year, then, you know, you wonder if he would be back next year. I mean, this will be his fifth year. And, I mean, you know, the COVID year was his first year, and you kind of have to just throw that out. But then he had 200 lost seasons. They did show progress this year. If they regress, I mean, that would give him 5 years, and that's a long time to have no winning seasons and no contention. So, you know, I think they at least need to show progress for him to stick around after this year.
Well, and that's the question. I mean, progress to me isn't 78 wins. You know what I mean? Like, you went from 75 to 78. At some point, I mean, you have to measure it, and I would say 83, 84 wins, then we start talking about real legitimate progress. But, John, the other question that I have is, and this is probably going to dictate a little bit about how good this team can be, is can Henry Davis be the everyday catcher and catch and do what they want him to do defensively well enough to give them a chance in terms of, you know, handling the pitchers and all the stuff that they ask their catcher to do? Is that going to be something we should watch all season long?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's definitely going to be one of the main main storylines, one of the main interesting things about this club is to see how much progress Henry Davis makes, Paul. If you'd asked me this at the beginning of spring training, I would have said even more. I had questions about him, and I think there still are questions about him, but I will say this. He showed improvement defensively, and that's just not me saying it. I'm talking to scouts, people who understand intricacies, pardon my slip up, of catching. They really think he's gotten better. Now, he's not a gold glover, and he's not like maybe one of the five best defensive catchers in the league, but he certainly has become to the point where he should be average. And if he's average and if he hits 20-25 home runs, then you've got something there with a catcher with that kind of power. I like the idea that he spent the whole winter working. I mean, when he wasn't at Driveline Institute out in Seattle, the kind of the high-tech training facility, he was at Pirate City in Bradenton most of the winter. He only took a week off between Christmas and New Year's, and, you know, that really shows the dedication he has. And I will say this about him. He loves the game. It really comes through in the times I've talked to him, and he's a hard worker, and I think he'll do everything he can to be as good a player as he can be. How far that goes, I mean, remains to be seen. But when you have somebody with that kind of work ethic and that kind of heart, I think that at least gives him a leg up on being a pretty good big league player.
All right, Johnny, we appreciate the time. It should be very, very interesting. I guess last question is over under Bailey Falter wins this year, 3.5.
I'm going to have to go under. He's a very nice man, Joe, but I have to go under.
Well, you know where nice guys finish, Johnny. That's my fear. And maybe that should be my last question is I'm not seeing one person pick the Pirates to finish anywhere but last. I've seen every other team. Somebody's picking every other team to win this division. Like some say the Reds with their youth, Cardinals with their offseason, Cubs with their talent, Brewers because even when they have adversity, they seem to win anyway. Nobody's picking the Pirates. Where are they going to finish in the division, and who's going to win it?
Well, I think the Brewers are going to win it. I still think the Brewers are pretty good, and I know they have lost. They traded Corbin Burns, and they don't have Brandon Woodruff this year. But I think Pat Murphy stepping in for Craig Counsell, they won't miss a beat. And I think it's a weak division. Nobody's going to win 90 games. And, you know, it's kind of hard not to project the Pirates finishing last. But I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say they finish fourth again. I don't know who's going to finish behind them, but I do think they will finish. They won't finish in the basement. To me, they're still a year away from really being a contender. I think they need a few more pieces, and I think they need some of the young pitchers like Jones and Skeens, and not only them, but some of the other guys that will be a triple and double A this year to keep developing. And if they do that, then they have a chance to be pretty good here in the next couple of years.
Johnny, thanks for taking the time. We'll see what happens. It should be interesting. They're not boring, that's for sure.
No, that's for sure. There'll be something to talk about and write about every day, I'm sure.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll see you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Paul, this has been a pleasure today.
Yes, absolutely. Always.
What's cooking?
I'll use your phrase. I'm sad. You're not going to be here for 2 days. I'm sad. 4 days.
4 days.
I'm sad.
Don't forget about the other two. I'll be on a golf course somewhere. Well, in Florida. I might see Ron Friday night. What's cooking? Brought to you by Mr. Rooter.
Thank you, Mr. Rooter.
Call 412-ROOTER2 and by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Breaking NFL news, the Broncos are signing wide receiver Josh Reynolds to a 2-year deal with a maximum of $14 million. I kind of liked him. Paul, what do the Steelers do now? Why don't we invite Jeff Hathorn into this conversation? Jeff is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff and Paul, what are the Steelers going to do here? I like Josh Reynolds. I know he had a horrible playoff game, but generally he's a pretty good player.
He is a good player. I mean, they've signed a couple of depth receivers that, you know, maybe they think could have a bigger role, whether Quez or Van could be a bigger player. Or you're holding out for Tyler Boyd to be that veteran that you're going to bring in the room. And then obviously there's the draft, but yeah, I mean, I don't know that they're ever going to make a splash in free agency at wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's realistic at this point. To me, it feels like they are really just basically going to try and go get their number two receiver in the draft and just do something else, and do something else with respect to going out and, I don't want to say dumpster diving, but going and getting another Quez Watkins or some of these other guys like that. You understand? And just filling up the room with depth. Hello? Did we lose Jeff?
Jeff?
No. I had already given my say, so I was waiting for you, Joe. My bad. I'm here at the Steeler facility at the Pitt Pro Day, as a matter of fact. And Kevin Colbert says hi.
Hi, Kevin. I hope he's doing well. Have you seen – is it true that
– he's lost like 80 pounds.
Has he?
Insane. Yeah, he looks really good.
Is it true that Phil Jurkovec is running pass patterns at the pro day today, Jeff, as
a
tight end? That's interesting.
He is. He's working out as a tight end. You know, a guy who looked good and looked good in the combine as well as Bub Means had another good day here today. He didn't run the 40, but he did some shuttle work. He did some receiving work. And I didn't realize his hands are 10 2/8.
Wow.
Which is pretty big. And
bigger than Kenny Pickett's anyway.
We've become expert on hand sizes in the last few years here.
We have, haven't we? And you could appreciate this, Paul. Shane Simon, the linebacker, repped 23 times 225 on the bench.
Wow.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good. How many guys went through workouts? And did someone run like a 4.3?
Yeah, A.J. Woods ran a 4.3 at a 37.5 vertical. I mean, I think Pitt has helped from the fact that they've had so many different defensive backs make it to the league. And, you know, with Woods, Devonshire, I think Devonshire of the three, and including Marquise Williams as the other, is probably the most exciting to pro teams. You know, he's made some pick six plays. He can make splash plays. He's got good measurables, so – I mean, they've got – it's not like the year a couple years ago when Kenny was here and everybody was here to watch, you know, a first-round pick quarterback. But they had all but one team here today. So, I mean, it was pretty packed, and they had a dozen guys work out.
Jeff Hathorn, brought to you by Gutter Helmet. He'll be joining this show every single Wednesday, and he's a jack of all trades. So let's switch to the Pirates. Jeff, we're all getting our predictions in today. John Parrotto, 78 wins. Paul Zeiss, 78. Me, 79. City Limits, a little more optimistic at 85. How about you?
I'm going to go 81. They're going to start that non-losing streak at 81. I like their lineup. And I think they're also bolstered by the fact that I don't think the Central is that good. Not that they play all their games, obviously, against the Central, but I think it's a division where they can be competitive in. What they need is, you know, a Jared Jones to take some of that potential and put it in the rotation and be a solid three or four, wherever they end up putting them. There are some questions, obviously, with the staff, and I'm a little worried about the injuries to the, you know, to the bullpen going into the start of the season. But otherwise, I mean, I think they've got more power. They've got, you know, just better bats up and down the lineup than they've had for a few years.
Well, I think that's the question that we were asking. We were looking for breakout players, and we all came up with Davis and Cruz. I mean, if those two guys have their breakout seasons like we expect, it probably changes a lot of projections about this team, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if Cruz becomes what the hope is he'll become, that he can become just a guy that can wreck pitchers. I mean, and be a 30 home run guy and potentially be a 30 steal guy. Just someone that's hard to handle. It's someone you have to look at if you're the other team. And I think Ke'Bryan Hayes could be an all-star this year. He just looks different at the plate ever since the last month or so of last year. I mean, he's looked similar in the spring. I don't, you know, read everything into spring, but he looks more athletic than he ever has. It's like he's not thinking about it. He's just going up and doing it. And we've seen better things from his bat. So, yeah, for that part, I'm optimistic. It's what happens on the mound that has me a little bit worried about the season.
Jeff, you're a wonderful man. Anything else over there that you've observed or have seen, talk to anybody, anything like that might be an interesting nugget for the kids at home?
I will say this. When A.J. Woods runs, like, I don't care what his time is. Like, the dude is moving. Like, you know, there's some guys who just – it's like – it's just a blur. And he was just talking about the opportunity. Here's another thing. Jake Cradle benched 24 times. He showed some agility here. Maybe he'll get an opportunity to get a look by somebody. It's not the strongest draft class ever out of this group, but I think they've got some players that, you know, they get in the right situation, might have an opportunity.
Well, again, I think, you know, when you look around in the National League Central, that's got to give you hope as well, because I don't know that anyone's running away with this division, which makes the decision to not go out and get another pitcher that much more puzzling.
Sure does. I agree with that. It sure does. And I know they tried, you know, they tried to make that deal with the Marlins. They've tried a couple of things. But yeah, if they look back and say, you know, they're three or four games out and Skeens doesn't join till June and Skeens is what everybody thought he would be, that's going to be a decision that you're going to rue. Like that word, Joe?
I was just going to say, that's a great word, Jeff. Thank you. And say hello to everybody for us today, okay?
We'll do. Thanks, guys.
Jeff Hathorn, he'll be joining us every Wednesday. And Jeff, again, was brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever with Gutter Helmet by Ledner Home Solutions. All right, Paul, that brings us to the end of the line here. City Limits played all the wrong songs from Daisy Jones and the Six, and I think that's my fault. There was one song in particular that I absolutely loved. These people were unbelievable. They weren't even great at music before they went on to that show, and they wound up putting out an album. It's the greatest series I've ever seen. I'll say that one more time today. Any final thoughts for the show? Penguins, Pirates, Steelers, and Pitt?
Oh. It sounds like Pitt's going to have a couple more guys get into the NFL, which I think is
Djurkovic as a tight end,
he'll get into camp. It's interesting to me that one thing Pat Narduzzi has done really well is get guys ready for the NFL.
Yeah, that is true.
You know,
fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy or sunchevy.com. High of 61 today with partly cloudy skies. 51 degrees tomorrow. NCAA tournament resumes tomorrow, correct?
Thursday night is the Sweet 16, Thursday and Friday.
Which games entice you the most here, Paul?
Well, North Carolina, Alabama seems like that's going to be an interesting game, right?
Man, I'll say.
That should be fun, especially if you're somebody who likes athletic basketball with a lot of points. I have no interest in UConn, San Diego State. I just don't. I don't care. I don't want to watch that garbage. Duke and Houston.
Duke and Houston
is
the one for me.
That is a tremendous game.
That's the one for me.
That should be a lot of fun.
And the team I'm rooting for, I'll be watching very closely tomorrow night, or Friday night, perhaps with Ron Cook in Florida, is NC State going against Marquette. They're fun to watch with the big guy in the middle. When I say big, I mean big.
And that'll be a good game. And I'll tell you the other game that's going to be a sneaky good game, Tennessee-Creighton.
Yeah.
That should be a fun game as well.
The Creighton game here was unbelievable the other night.
Yeah.
And Gonzaga-Purdue. Watch Gonzaga in a year, like all these other years, they're picked to do everything, and they've had some great runs, some good runs. Watch them win it all this year, in the year that nobody expects them to. I think they're going to beat Purdue.
Boy, I don't know. I think Purdue is pretty good. But the thing about Purdue is everyone's looking at last year. One of the problems they had last year is they had three of their main players were freshmen. And I know we don't want to talk about, but it's true. This year they're all sophomores, and they've been through it before, and they're older and more mature.
Yeah, and they got to get through Edie Brickell and the new Bohemians.
Like I said, the game that's intriguing to me is Duke against Houston. Because I think Houston is one of those teams that they are going to try and physically bully Duke.
Yeah.
And Duke is going to be the team that's going to try and just outskill them. So it'll be an interesting sort of contrast in styles.
Well, good luck for the next 2 days and then the first 2 days next week. I think it would make me and everyone happy if we listened one more time, City Limits. Have I fulfilled all my obligations for you?
Yes, you have.
If we listened one more time to Alvin from Aliquippa, and we'll just end on that. We'll say our goodbyes now. Goodbye, City Limits.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Joe. See you tomorrow, Paul.
Well, goodbye.
Alvin in Aliquippa is on the line right now. Hello, Alvin. How are you?
Hey, Paul. You think Gino can carry back up for you?
I didn't expect Alvin, you dog, you. Why do you have to do this? Why? I have Sean from Slippery Rock next. Am I supposed to think every time there's some sort of alliteration that it's you? This
Alvin
is like, this
is,
well, so is Sean from Slippery Rock. Are you the same guy on another line holding? Are you holding both lines right now? Sean from Slippery Rock, Alvin from Aliquippa? Don't you have,
Say hello to my brother Johnny, shot 40
on the front nine at Moon. You should be grinding to try to get to 39. And here you are wasting your time.
I think I'm making great use of my time, Bob. Say hello to my brother Johnny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.